indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio on the 8th of November 2005. You're listening to episode 56. It's just us two in the studio today, nice and warm and cozy. Me and Planet Lave, as always, like old school days. Now you can actually.
Keeping it real.
Now you can actually say, and you're not silenced by Mr. Ionix.
I know, I just seem to clash with when he's talking, and then I say, oh, no, stop, sorry, what? No, you were saying, no, after you, no. Which makes for shit radio.
Although, I do seem to do it as well. I do seem to kind of drown other people out while we're doing the show. I don't know.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Yeah, sorry, man. I mean, like, after 56 episodes, we're nearly halfway into season two. You know, I'm sure people are getting fed up with my voice.
I am. I'm only joking with you.
So, what we've done is, because people are getting fed up with my voice, we've introduced somebody else on the show, Sean Kennedy. Here we go.
Jerk, motherfucker! We'll pave this whole place right into nuke testing. There will not be one single shred of shit left. And then they find that house! That house! Oh, look! There's people running in the bushes! Let's go into the haunted house! No! Burn the haunted house! Light the house on fire! Blair Witch is inside, and they will come up. Ruby, wait! They had one of our people! I have an Israeli sort of attitude on hostages. I assume them to be dead already. So
jeez.
Yeah. I'm going to be playing that later on in the show for the ending sequence. It's basically
cool stuff.
I've developed a new little thing for Hacker Voice Radio. It's going to be 1 minute clips of Sean Kennedy rants, and I've got about a good 200 of them. So it's going to last us a while. I hope people like them because they're thrilling, they're amusing, and it's the guy is a fucking crazy nut job. I took a psychoanalysis test today. And
are you a psycho or not?
Well, I'm described as a sociopath with a history of violence.
Ooh.
Now, for people that want to know what a sociopath is, I can give them a general description of what happens. Also, there's actually quite a lot of good news to talk about today. There's a lot of things going on in the world. I don't know if you've heard about the Paris-France riots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's some crazy stuff right there. It looks like...
Is it in its 12th day now? Or?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically what's happening is people are really pissed off with the government. And they've taken the law into their own hands. You know, massive... unemployment, massive lack of healthcare, people dying, you know, people very, very poor, nothing's happening to help them, so basically they're fucking rioting. They've introduced a curfew of curfewing any children being outdoors from about 10 o'clock to about 6 o'clock a.m. So yeah, it's pretty major stuff. Yeah.
I think it's not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
We could use that over here, get the chavs off the street. Mm. No burglary caps after 7 o'clock, you know.
No scooters from... well, let's just make it a 24-hour rule. No scooters ever.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that go bring, 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 bring. You always notice when they hit the last gear because they can never change gear, and the engine just goes it just...
Bang!
Yeah, exactly. I'm just waiting for one day that engine will blow up and they will flying in about 6 or 7 different pieces. Now, to describe what I am, a sociopath, there's few related qualities of a sociopath. I wouldn't really describe them as much as qualities, but there's one which is contemptuous of those who seek to understand them, does not perceive that anything is wrong with them, authoritarian, secretive, paranoid, only rarely in difficulty with the law, but seeks out situations where tyrannically behavior will be tolerated, condoned, or not okay. So I guess we're on the edge of the law. Conventional appearance, I'd say so. Goal of ever enslavement of their victims. Really? Wow, I don't think so.
Ooh.
Excessive control over every aspect of their victim's life. Has an emotional need to satisfy their crimes and therefore needs their victims' affirmation. Ultimate goal is the creation of a willing victim, unable to feel guilt or remorse, extreme narcissism, and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't really describe me. I mean,
you sound pretty fucked up.
I mean, I am. I could say I'm a bit authoritarian. I'm a bit secretive, a bit paranoid. I'm not poorly behaved, but I was when I was younger. I'm not a pathological liar. That's one of the traits. I'm quite honest. But yeah, I mean, it's said that a number of mind-manipulating cult leaders may exhibit many of the behavioral characteristics of a sociopath. An outstanding ability to charm and seduce followers, since they appear apparently normal and they are not easily recognized as deviant or disturbed. Though only a trained professional can make a diagnosis, it is important to be able to recognize personalities and type of order to avoid any further abuse. These traits also apply to one-on-one cult relationship. Well, I suppose what we're doing right here is, in a way, a cult, and we're getting people to not really follow us, but listen to us, pay attention, for good reasons as such. Now, I believe it's important to wake yourself up, especially in this time of age, considering that many of you are quite young that are listening to us, and maybe in your mid-30s to about 40s. Thinking to start on your own family and everything. So I've been thinking about this as well, and I've been thinking, do I really want to raise my children in this world of ours? And that got me really thinking, and possibly no, because the way the government's going, I believe that my child will be tagged and tracked from birth. especially with a way kind of... I don't believe... that people are given free speech, democracy is imposed on people, and there's not much else people can do apart from, yes, okay, you know, I have to follow this way, and it has to be done, and all that crap. Yeah. It's not right.
Yep, it's pretty messed up.
Yeah. But that's why we're here, that's why we're bringing you this kind of stuff, that's why we're giving you a place to speak out from. So, yeah.
So, use it.
Exactly.
Dial in, email in, post on the forums, yeah. Say something in IRC, mm-hmm. Make your voice heard.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do.
I don't know if you got any news for today. I've got a few things. If you do, go ahead.
I got one thing.
Go ahead, because I'm trying to...
I don't want to talk about. Right, one thing that has fucking got on my tits today.
Ooh.
Is the front cover of The Sun.
Uh-huh.
Now, normally I wouldn't buy this, however, I had to because I wanted to see if the article inside was as retarded as the front fucking page. And it was! Now, if you have your own copy of Today's Sun, I'm not talking about the bit up the top right where it says most revealing sex survey ever. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the front page main story where it says terror laws. Tell Tony he's right. If you back the 90-day law, call 0906 361 2211. And then it goes on with this story, which sounds like it was written by a retarded monkey. All about how... Sorry?
Probably was,
yeah. 1,000 retarded monkeys at 1,000 typewriters forever came up with this story.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, I was just hoping that guy...
Stop making me laugh, because this has pissed me off. It's your fault, you had me laughing before the show as well.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah, it just goes on about how brave Tony Blair is and how we must have this 90-day law for terror suspects. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget the word suspects. Yeah. It's not people who've been proved to do anything wrong. They need nothing more than to suspect you of being a bad person. I mean, let's once again look at the David Merry story, and I still need to email that guy.
Yeah.
What you can do to become a suspect is wear a coat or carry a backpack, which a shitload of people do. And then, if this bullshit goes through, you're in prison for 90 days without charge. Now, what the fuck is going on with that? Who's going to pay your mortgage for 3 months? Who's going to tell your employer that you're only suspected of being a terrorist? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to welcome you with open arms when you come back, if you come back. And your life will be fucked because a policeman says, you're wearing the wrong kind of coat, you know, you're coming with us for 90 days. You come out, you got no job, your house has probably been repossessed, you might not even be able to get another job because this will probably go down on your record that you were suspected of being a terrorist.
Your wife's left you, your girlfriend no longer wants to know you, you know.
90 days is a long goddamn time. And there's a thing in here where another Labour MP has tried to make a face-saving suggestion where if they can't get it through as 90 days, maybe we can all compromise and be happy and just have it as 60 days. Yeah. 60 days is too fucking long. At the minute, it stands at 14 days where you can be held on suspicion of terrorism without charge while they check out what's going on. Yeah. I think that's a bit long personally, but you know, they are difficult times. 14 days, well, that's as far as I'd be willing to compromise. Tops.
Definitely.
Not 15, not 16, and definitely not fucking 90. And this bullshit with the Sun, fucking putting a hotline on their front page for all their readers to ring up and say, I support 90 days for people who are suspected of a crime. That's just a load of bollocks. They don't have a hotline you can call in to call them retards or tell them why they're wrong or anything like that. Fuck it, I'm writing into these twats tomorrow. Piece of shit paper.
I'm actually looking at our front page right now, and they're using a very graphic picture of one of the people that has that were actually wounded, seriously scarred the face.
Badly wounded,
I mean, it's just pure, pure media spin right now, and just as we speak, I'm actually calling the Sun newspaper.
Uh-oh.
So you can tell them what you just said. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, you're breaking there.
I'm kidding. Hello.
Hello, still there?
Yeah, I was just saying, I was just calling the Sun newspaper so you can tell them what you think. Hello.
Hello, how's that?
Yeah, I was just saying, I was just calling the Sun newspaper so you can tell them how you think. But yeah, it's unbelievable that a newspaper...
Shall I give that number a call on the normal line?
Yeah.
I want to see what's on the end of it. I bet you it's just some recorded bullshit, but you won't, if I do get through to anything, you won't actually be able to hear the other line. Well, because what, this is what's, just a normal.
Do you want me to call it?
No, hang on a sec.
Because if I can call it through Skype.
Yeah, I think that was what you were doing a minute ago, and it started crapping out. Oh, I can't dial it. Crap. I just get weird disconnections when I get halfway through. Try it on Skype.
Okay. Can you send me that number you have?
Yep, I'll bring it into IRC.
Cool.
Let's see.
But we do have some happy news.
Belial does, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Saddam's lawyer has been killed. Another one of these, I think, a guy that was helping him, the lawyer, that is, was also either brutally murdered, I shouldn't say brutally murdered, the guy was killed, or just harmed.
How?
His lawyer was definitely killed. I think his car was basically ambushed.
Wow. Where is this?
In the
States?
In Iraq.
In Iraq,
yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, obviously you'd expect something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I can't say I'm really surprised that all of a sudden, what is it, his legal defence team?
Yeah.
Starts disappearing and stuff.
I mean, come on, like fucking, you're defending Saddam Hussein, even though I don't think he's actually that guilty, because he was placed there by America, he was given arms, and he was given the right to exercise and cause as much devastation as he can, for a good reason, so that America can actually do this right now. It's going to be a shitty job, I'll tell you that, man, defending Saddam Hussein.
I wouldn't take it, yeah. I wouldn't want to.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want to fucking defend him.
Their forbid number has been forbidden.
Weird.
Calls cannot be made from your current location. Wow, interesting.
It says on the paper that it costs 10p, so maybe it's a almost premium rate kind of restriction going on.
Doesn't matter. Skype should let me call it anyway.
Should let you dial it and take it out your Skype out.
That's correct. Yeah. I've got.
Well, hopefully, a lot of people have risen up and said, "What a load of bollocks today's issue of the Sun is," and gone round to the phone exchange and kicked it in with steel toe cap boots.
Hopefully,
I live in hope.
Yeah.
I live in a fantasy land, I know.
Oh, man, if only. There is actually...
But, another thing about that front page, like you say, they've got a picture on there of some poor guy who was really messed up by the terror attacks.
Yeah.
And then the front page is... Sorry?
Lucky to be alive in the shape that he's in.
Yeah. I mean, poor fucking bastard, he's kind of borderline by the looks of him.
Yeah.
And the text on the front page is "Tell Tony he's right." And the way it's laid out, it looks like this guy has come out and said, "I was a victim of these bombs. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about, and I think you should support Tony Blair." Yeah. And it's nothing like that on the inside.
But it also looks like, to me, like "Tell Tony he's right" that guy is in that shape, if you see what I mean. It's like, you know, when you have something and then you have that description next to it, it almost reaffirms that whatever happened is correct. Oh my hacks, we've got a call.
Hey, maybe it's the Sun.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just missed.
What'd you do?
Nothing, missed a call because fucking Skype crept out of me. It just froze as I was trying to click on it. You know when it does that.
Call back.
I can't. I'm on unknown number.
No, I was talking to them. Whoever called in.
Yeah, true.
Call again, and we'll try and get you.
Ah, it's probably on the next. Hello. Ah, what the fuck?
What's going on there?
Ah, oh, man, I'm clicking on this thing, but it's not working. Oh, God.
You're not dialing out or anything, are you?
Yeah, I am at the same time. You know how much I hate Skype. Do you really know? Oh, for fuck's sake, it's just called this number like 6,000 times because I've clicked on it. Oh, fuck's sake. Never mind. I wait and hope that one day Skype will get better and still remain free.
I think we'll get one thing, but not the other.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of being unbuddied by eBay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about me moving my mic. I'm just trying to adjust it so I don't have to...
Oh, forgive you.
Because I had... You know that when you get that sudden urge that you need to do a crap? That's basically what I was going through for the last few minutes. Trying not to go...
What, now you've done one?
No, it's just passed.
Get it?
I'm trying, but it won't let me. Keeps on crapping out. It's ridiculous. Oh, fuck, and it's failed. God. How about I just wait again? Why doesn't it... I'm just going to do it so it auto thingy. He auto accepts the call.
Cool.
So I don't have to click or anything. Notifications. Privacy. Allow calls. Anyone. Skyping calls. Blah, 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 blah. When I double click start a call. Ah, fuck. Where do you auto thingy the call? Advanced. Automatically answer calls. Excellent. Right. Okay. Hopefully that will kick start the call in straight away.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's amazing how they can get away with this kind of stuff. I'm assuming that guy knew that his picture was going to be there. And
well, we assume it, but we don't know.
I'm sure he got a lot of money from some...
I doubt it. I reckon that was just some picture they took on the day, and that guy wouldn't even know.
I don't know. You hope.
Well, I don't see his name credited anywhere in the story, or on the picture itself. This is, if you ask me, it's just some pictures some bloody photo jockey's taken and sold to the Sun. And, you know.
Yeah, well, I just want to apologise to whoever was calling. I hope you can hear the stream, because there's not a lot I could have done for that, so I apologise. You know, we're like, yeah, call
it. We're not ignoring you all.
Yeah,
all
we're
again.
Not ignoring you at all. What am I going to say now? Yeah, I think...
Some good news.
I think...
Cheer everyone up after my shouting.
AMD post retail victory over Intel. AMD beats Intel in providing processors and overall x86 architecture desktops and notebook PCs. So, yeah, AMD are winning the battle. I think, you know, that's been something that's been going on for a while, and I'm glad that they are, because they do make a thoroughly better processor than Intel. Obviously, it's always, you know, what you like, you know, taking bits from technology that you like and don't stick to one. Obviously, Intel's better at some things, such as multimedia stuff and maybe co-processing and stuff like that, than AMD is. But then again, as an open source kind of thing, AMD is better. And also doesn't cut your processors down if they're not Intel certified or some bullshit like that. I think we had a story about that a few months ago. Also, in other good news, I just want to reveal something that probably most people aren't aware of right now. It's a new technology that's been released by an independent artist or an independent developer. It's called AudioPad, and there is a link on our forums to it. It's some of the most amazing software you'll probably ever see, and it comprises of a visually and physically you can physically alter the status of a program. It's like a projected it's a projected image on a desk with little kind of bits and bobs that you can move around, and it works on the basis. This current this current prototype is for sound editing. It's just amazing. Go check it out. It's www.jamespatten.com. That's JamesPatten.com. And if you go to his portfolio and click on AudioPad, check out the QuickTime movie for the AudioPad performance expert and explanation. It's fantastic. It's just the most amazing thing I've seen in a while. And I will be interviewing James Patten, the creator of this technology, sometime in February. We've exchanged a few emails, and obviously, to no surprise, he's a very busy guy, and he has agreed to do an interview sometime in February. So do expect that, because it's just an amazing piece of software. It's built on Debian, and the actual code might be released sometime soon. We're hoping that it will be released. As far as buying this product, it's not for sale, but I would assume it's quite modular, whereas if you've got the source code and you've got the kind of sensors and stuff that track these little kind of... They're a bit like, like the casino chips?
Yeah.
They're like see-through casino chips that are illuminated by a projector and tracked by a sensor matrix. I don't know if you're on the website now, but it's hard to describe. I tried to describe it earlier to my girlfriend, and I was like, right, fuck it, you know, you just got to watch the video, because I really cannot describe this in sentences. I really don't have the capability or the intellect to describe something as amazing as this. But I'm really excited. I really want this project to be a success, for him to actually make some money out of it. And hopefully he won't sell it to Microsoft or a big company. Hopefully he won't sell it. Hopefully he'll develop it, release the source open, release his source to the community, and obviously sell the Matrix, kind of tracking thingy and all that kind of stuff. It's really cool.
Mm. I did have a look at it after you posted it on the forums, yeah. So I didn't have time to go into it in as much detail as I'd like, but it does look very strange.
Yeah, indeed. It looks like
very, very odd.
It looks like something out of Star Trek or something like that, but it's just amazing the way it takes the ability for you to control a program with these little things, so that you can move these things around and interface them with, like, this little chip. Hello.
Hello.
I assume that was you calling us earlier.
Yeah, it was. The strange thing kept happening to me.
Yeah, sorry about that. The thing is, as soon as I click to accept the call, it would just freeze up. And then the second time I did it, I clicked it about 1,000 times, and instead of picking up your call, for some reason it tried to dial a number like 10 times at the same time. So that crashed.
That's really weird, because when I hit redial...
Yeah.
I got some lady speaking Spanish on the phone.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's my other personality.
Your maid?
Yeah, that's my maid. Well, it's
I don't know, I found it very bizarre.
It's good to have you on the show. How are you doing, man?
Well, thank you. I just got back from work. I had a little bit of computer trouble earlier today.
Oh my god, you had computer trouble?
Well, I got it fixed, but it was a hardware thing. Apparently, my kernel is a pansy.
Yeah.
Because it kept panicking.
Yeah.
Damn. Ah! But it ended up just being like... Yeah. Oh, no, he's trying to use me again! Ah! Yeah, I mean, I had to give it, like, some anti-anxiety medication, put it on an SRI.
Wow.
But, no, it was just two of my RAM cards weren't registering. And the kernel is used to having a lot more RAM than that.
So it threw a wobbly.
It started to go into the boot process, and then I got a bunch of random numbers on the screen, and it said kernel panic, failure.
So it wouldn't recognize the fact that it got any less RAM and give you an option to boot with that, or...
No, it just freaked the fuck out.
I'm lacking.
I have no idea where I am or what I'm doing.
Something's happened. I'm not used to this change. Jesus, help me.
I can't take this shit. That's it. I'm shutting down.
I quit, okay? Hell, at least
I can't take your games any longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a little bit of worry last night because I would try to scale down my system a bit.
Right.
And I managed to erase the GNOME login.
Okay.
Ooh.
Lovely.
Which also confused the operating system pretty well.
Yeah, I've done that before. Managed to fix it.
I got that fixed last
night. I did say before, like, I didn't know Vim before, but now I know it so fucking well, because I spent 3 hours at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get my operating system to boot. And it's a bitch when you're a noob with Linux, but after a while, you learn how to...
And you're just presented with that giant command prompt.
Oh, it's so ugly. It's like this giant black screen with all these really obscure commands that it's not like, how do I save? Oh, maybe I just type in save, unknown command. How do I quit? Maybe it's quit, no, unknown command. It's like, what is it, semicolon, Q, max, like, capital Q with an asterisk and an S and a... And like a Z and a Q and a 1, 2 and a 4, I'm like, ah! I tell you what, man.
Yeah, that'll give you a headache real quick.
Hello, TC.
Hello.
Yeah, that's one way of getting really close to Vim. I'm good, man. I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit stressed with work, but I'm okay.
Excellent. Now for
so how's Planet?
He's good. I think
he's
still there. Excellent. Because everything for some reason seems to go very, very quiet, and it's usually because of Skype. It just like, right, I'm here. I'm the big boss. I'm taking 100% of the CPU. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I'm gonna cut out. Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't care if you need audio. I'm gonna cut your audio. You know, I'm a communications program, but I'm going to cut everything else, and I'm just going to run and just halt your system for 3/4 of a second.
Yeah, it's always all right.
Yeah.
I want to add an opinion. I want everyone's opinion here.
Okay.
Right. I had a thought. I'm sure you've seen things, I know you have, Bilal, the scene. You know the scene, the nice little video
right.
shows.
Yeah, episode 13 you're talking
fun
about.
Fun to watch, kind of interesting.
Yeah,
I was thinking about, what about doing our own version, the Hacker Voice version? Come on. But I'm thinking like, I'm talking more real here. Not like a legal real, but I'm talking like, you know, set up a box, like I'll set up a box somewhere. And you can just kind of show things, you know?
Well, just like the
visual representation.
The episode will be of us trying to get Skype working.
3 hours long.
Episode 1, Skype Wars.
Yeah. No, I like the idea. I'm not going to discredit it, but could you give us more information as to like what kind of content, what kind of flavor, what's going to happen?
It's just like basic at the moment. I mean, I want to kind of bring. I mean, I'm actually just researching really at the moment. It was just kind of an idea on people. Like, I just want feedback first, just to see how what people think of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more than willing to take a lot of it on. I mean, I'm not like making anyone kind of go and do all these big things. But I just kind of wanted everyone's opinion. And if you're out there, post on. I'm going to put a topic on the forum, see if anybody has any ideas or anything. This should be about, because I just thought it'd be quite nice and interesting to do a different flavor, and I want to put something in there that's coming from me, because I don't feel like I've done enough yet. I want to do more.
As what you just said, you don't think you've done enough. How are the stickers coming along?
The stickers, I've ordered some.
Oh, excellent! Okay, fantastic. So
yes.
Unfortunately,
they do take 21 days to come through.
Okay. Never mind.
Yes.
How many did you order, just as a question, general question?
Well, I've got 250.
Wow.
I'm talking, not 200, no, 280, I think it is, actually.
Fuck me. Okay, yeah,
it's
cool.
Not too much, it's good.
Yeah, hopefully we can give a few away and sell a few and do some stuff.
Definitely.
With them, yeah. Cool. Yeah, definitely. As I was saying at
good
the
stuff,
beginning of this show, for those of you two that have joined us just now, please do go out and check out Google 4 Audio Pad. It's a fantastic human interface, is the best way I can describe it, for computers and humans. And the guy that made this is a guy called James Patton. Now, I was just so blown away when I saw this device, and I saw the videos that he posted and a few other projects. Now, a few other projects, they're very comical, one especially, which is a device that scans everything you purchase, and it checks a database and sees whether that company has done bad things. So let's say you want to buy a product made by Nestle, and it's a bit like a Geiger counter, and it will blip really, really loud if Nestle has killed like thousands of babies in Africa, and obviously tell you not to buy that product. Now, James Patton, I've actually established a email communication with him, and he's interested in doing an interview with us sometime in February, because I thought, well, okay. Ionix is doing so much of that kind of going out, getting to people, getting in touch, that I thought, well, I might as well, you know, pull my thumb out of my ass and email this guy. Obviously, I wiped it before I touched the keyboard. so yeah, I think this is going to be good.
Yeah, with you.
That sounds good.
Yeah. There was some other news, but I've just lost it now. Damn you, Google News, for updating your news section every 3 seconds. Anyway, any other news from you guys over around the world, states, and wherever you are right now, TC?
Well, with me, well, firstly, I want to thank Onyx for that wonderful background he done for me. I thought that was brilliant. Thank you.
Not a problem. I was wondering if you liked it.
Oh, yeah, I love it. But yeah, I mean, there's not really much going on with me. I mean, as far I just want to kind of get the word out there at the moment. I'm talking to so many people.
Yeah.
I've just been going on, random things, random places, and just talking to people, saying, come to this website. We've got all about the things you're interested in. Yeah. Come read things. I mean, I actually spoke to one of my students today. Their brother. Brother is, into this as well as she is.
Uh-huh.
And they're both kind of, really interested in anything computers, security, like pulling things apart. And so I said, go to this website, have a listen. Yeah, we've got a nice radio show you can listen on to. And so they're going to check it out.
Cool.
So I just think the more people, the better, The scene needs to get bigger.
Fantastic, yeah. Well, that's good. That's right. Good to hear.
My philosophical talk over, I think.
Just checked my email for the first time today.
Mm-hmm.
Some lovely pictures here.
Yeah? You like them?
Oh, yeah, I like them a lot. That sort of almost serial-esque wire, what does that connect to? I see the portion of the board that it connects to.
It connects directly to the phone interface, such as the speaker.
Okay. And was this an older one, or is this one of the email screen ones?
It is an older phone, yes. But they're still in service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a couple timing chips on here.
Hmm.
Let's see. There looks like there's a flash ROM.
That's right.
There's a secondary programmable interface, which I can assume is the COCOT software.
Mm-hmm. You see that big PCB part on the top right? That's a modem.
Okay.
I took everything apart in one picture so you could see the separate parts that I had.
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah. And in other news, nano lawsuits go international. Consumers from the UK and Mexico have joined legal battle against Apple over allegedly defective screens on the new iPod Nano music players. So yeah, loads of unhappy people all over the world complaining about the fucking Nanos. That's why I didn't buy one. Hello, anyone still there?
Hello.
Hey, whoa.
Yep.
Okay. It seems to be cutting out a bit on me.
Yeah, I'm trying to do too many things at the same time. yeah, I'm excited about that new technology. I really am. So hopefully one day we can get him get him on a show. Another thing, what was I going to say? Yeah, tomorrow we've got a very exciting interview. I think the most qualified person to introduce that is Ionix, if you're prepared to do so.
Oh, yes, tomorrow we will be speaking live with the Iron Geek.
Right, yeah. Oh, sorry, okay. Yeah, that's Iron Geek. Yeah, Friday is your friend.
Friday is Phil Rosen, yeah.
That's right.
A.K.A. Felix.
And tomorrow is Iron Geek, in fact. All right, I'm bad
yeah,
show host.
Iron. It's all right. We've got a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
Not your fault.
Yeah.
I have some other exciting news.
Yeah.
I finished my research on BT and the UK phone system.
Right.
And am prepared to give the UK freaking show.
Oh, excellent. You know, that should be me that should have been doing that. But I guess I'm just too busy. I really feel bad because it should have been, like, the guy that's doing the UK hacking show, doing the UK freaking, but this random guy from, like, America is doing a freaking show on a UK hacking show. About freaking. It doesn't make sense, but, you know, I thank you for taking that initiative. Saves me doing it.
Not a problem. Yeah. Did you see the all of the fun BT phone numbers I put?
I did indeed, yes.
Quite an extensive collection, I think.
Yes, yes. Has anyone heard the story of a cruise ship being attacked by pirates?
Arr.
And that's exactly what I said when I saw it in the news.
Yes, yes.
I heard a bit about it.
Great.
Now, something very amusing and quite interesting about this story is that passengers traveling on a luxury cruise liner usually expect to look after by their ship's crew. Yet pirates, minaries, who tried to hijack the liner off the coast of Somalia, met something little more sophisticated than a warning shot across the bow. The crew of Seabourn Spirit quickly changed course and headed out to open water to evade the attackers in a small boat who raked the vessel with rockets from an automatic weapons fire. So they had an RGP and a few Kalashnikovs. They also deployed a military-grade sonic weapon. Okay, this cruise ship had a sonic weapon on board. The long-range acoustic device, or LRAD, or LRAD, is a high-tech loud hailer capable of causing permanent damage to hearing from a distance of more than 300 feet. Sorry, 300 meters, that's 984 feet. It was commissioned and designed after the Al-Qaeda attacked on the USS Cole in Yemen 2000. The device manufacturers and American Technology Corporation, ATC, calls the LRAD a non-lethal weapon with a wide range of uses. The LRAD type is a new generation of high-tech weaponry being developed in conflict zones. It was brought by the U.S. Navy.
You know, it's interesting.
Sorry, go on.
I gave a report on this. in the news on the show.
Did you?
Which episode was that? Damn it. I think it was 23. Yeah, remember they were playing music over to test it, and you could hear it clearly up to 2 miles away.
Really? Wow.
And groundskeepers at the place where they were doing it started, like, calling in requests.
Wow. Well, actually, well, if that's probably the case, but I don't remember it. But this is basically it working in action. So basically,
but on a cruise ship?
Yes, it is mounted on a cruise ship, and these guys, there's about four of them in a small-sized boat going around this cruise ship, launching RGP rockets and firing with a Kalashnikov at these people in this cruise ship. And basically what they do, sorry, there's actually one, two, three, four, five of them in a boat. They're all Somalis. What they do is they just, like, fucking set this mad fucking sonic wave generator at them. What I don't understand is still pirates in this day and age? And they don't even look like proper pirates. At least, you know, have that little headscarf and where is your eye patch, man?
Bandanas, eye patches.
Eye patch, come on.
Wooden legs.
Exactly.
Parrot.
Arr.
Where's the parrot?
Bullet on a cracker.
I think these guys, you know, they really weren't trying hard enough. They've got to have the eye patch.
Well, there is a lot of this going on.
What's that?
Pirate.
Sorry, who are you talking to?
You said there's a lot of this going on.
Yeah, out around China, I believe, there is a lot of piracy going on. And you say piracy, and you think the old image of people with cutlasses going, yeah, your money or your life, gym lad.
Or teenagers,
it's just a bunch of guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just a bunch of guys armed to the fucking teeth who will go out there on the boat and stop anyone they can find,
yeah,
and kill them, kidnap them, beat the crap out of them, probably rape them and skin them and all kinds of terrible things like this. Mm. You know, these nutters are out there just going around and robbing ships and stuff like that for whatever they can get. Selling people into slavery, you know. Yeah. It's not like the old romantic pirate. Yeah. It's really bad, terrible. Yeah. The worst of humankind is out there, armed to the teeth, on boats, in certain waters.
Yeah, now, what I'm thinking is, there's a boat full of at least 4,000 people, and there's five guys in a small ship. The numbers seem to... Now, this boat is this cruiser. I mean, has anyone actually seen a cruiser in real life? You can't scale it in a picture.
Yeah.
This fucking thing is huge, okay? You could... It's like...
The thing about this is that they're really not designed to take direct fire.
They're not designed to take direct fire, but if you just steer it in the right course, you could run over this fucking boat and you don't even have to touch it. If you went fast enough, I think they do about, I don't know, 15 knots or something like that, 15, 20 knots. The amount of waves that these fucking things generate would knock out any small boat, and they just capsize immediately. So these guys are fucking, they got some fucking balls on them, taking on a fucking huge, you know, cruiser. I mean, come on. I don't see them actually getting on the boat. They could do some, like, hull damage to it, but as far as mounting the boat, getting knocked over by 5,000 people throwing champagne bottles at you.
That's a good point.
Exactly. I mean, you know, there's knives, champagne bottles, heavy implements.
How were they planning on getting in the...
I don't know.
Anyway.
There's at least a good 20 feet of just bare, slippery metal to climb. How the fuck are you going to climb that unless you had one of those... You know, those, like, propelled kind of grappling hooks or something.
Yeah, but these weren't ninjas. They were Somalis.
Exactly. Yeah. Very
wow.
Odd.
See, it's not even safe to go on vacation anymore.
No, it is, but you just got to come prepared, you know. You got to have your own weaponry.
You're doing some light calisthenics, exactly. And all of a sudden you're taking fire from AK-47.
Yeah. Well, that's why you've got to have your own rocket-propelled weapon. I mean, the best thing you could do to protect yourself is have your own launchable missile, so that, you know, you just got to aim for this guy, aim a little bit in front, and just fire this fucking thing at the boat, and it will knock them all out pretty quickly. That's what I, you know, if they don't let the passengers carry weapons, at least the boat should be equipped with some sort of self, you know, defense system. And apparently they do, a non-lethal method, but fuck that, man. If these guys are shooting at you, they're shooting rockets at you, the least thing you could do is blow the fuckers to smithereens.
You know, one decent 50 cal.
Yeah.
On a turret.
Yeah.
Could have just taken that boat out without a trouble.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't even... great thing is, you don't even have to hit them. You could miss them, and it will still fuck them up. Oh, man. If I was the captain of that fucking cruiser, God, those guys would be sorry.
You're like, first mate?
Yeah.
Fetch me my M16.
Yeah, I'm taking pot shots from the crow's nest.
And make sure it's got the mortar attachment.
Yeah, make sure everybody watches. This is light entertainment.
I'm going to need as many bottles of 151 and a bunch of rags.
Yeah.
Alright, start loading some of our fuel into empty bottles with soap. These fuckers are going down.
Yes.
Greek fire, bitches!
No. You know what you should do? Wave like white cloth and go, "Oh, we surrender! Drop the doors down, make sure these guys climb on the boat, and then just like fucking, just torture them, like, till, you know, their limbs are no longer capable of sustaining beatings. You know, like, "Oh yeah, we surrender, get these guys on the boat, and then just fuck them up, seriously."
Fuck that. Just jettison one of the canisters of fuel. Wait till it spreads and light it on fire as you drive away.
Yeah. Take that, you fucks.
You know, and all the rockets they have in their boat are suddenly going to be turned against them.
No! Yeah, that'll teach you.
Yeah, fuck that. Can you imagine burning to death on the open waters?
Yeah, I could do. Because you're surrounded by water, and for some reason, you're burning to death.
The irony.
Because you can't really jump into the water, because you'll die. And you can't stay on the boat, because you'll burn to death. What do you do in that situation?
You die.
Yeah.
No two ways around it. Either that or just, you know, release the sharks with the laser beams.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're nearly coming up to the end. Oops.
I love you too.
Thanks.
What the fuck was that?
It was a kiss. It was one of my sound effects going wild on me.
I knew you were having cyber sex in the background while we're doing this show.
And you can't find out who it is.
We all know it was me. You don't have to hide our love, Belial.
Okay. You didn't by
the
any chance...
understand.
You didn't by any chance send me a package book, did you?
What's that?
You didn't by any chance send me a package.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I'll find out
tomorrow. Why, did you receive something strange in the mail?
I did. I received a package that was too big to fit through my letterbox, so I've got to go collect it. Addressed to Belial. So obviously...
Really?
The person that was sending it knew my address, but didn't know my real name. And I assume you, Planet, and Scoby do. Which is weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is odd.
That's going to be interesting.
Well, make sure they sweep it for, you know, anthrax and bombs beforehand.
Yeah, I get there, and there's like 6 ambulances, 2 fire trucks, and like armed police surrounding the post office.
You get there, and they just throw you on the ground.
Well, they wouldn't know who I was, you know. They used Bilal.
That's
so
true. No, I don't have your address.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
I know your name, I just don't have your address.
I do remember emailing to you, but never mind.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
May have to check my email.
Cool. Okay, well, unless anybody has anything more to add.
No, I'm good.
I think this is a good time to call it an end.
All right.
Let me just sort out this cable. Out. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay. I'll be finishing off with another one of my Sean Kennedy rants. It's a rant about Blair Witch Project. I hope you guys enjoy it. And do let me know if you enjoy these things, because if you don't, then I'll just stop. But if you do, then I'll keep on playing them, because they're funny and they're quite amazing. Amusing.
Yes, it is funny.
Yeah, so yeah, let me know what you think. And thank you for listening to another episode. I've recovered from my intense oral pain that I've suffered for the past 3 days. It's just so annoying when the most important organ of your body, your mouth, is suffering from a burn and an infection, and also a lump in the back of your throat. So not only was I unable to swallow, unable to close my mouth, and unable to speak because of the infection, which kind of makes it hard to do a radio show. Yeah.
Hard, but not impossible.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. And thank you again, Planet. And we'll see you
anytime.
Tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow for the spectacular Iron Geekus episode.
Cool.
Excellent.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
John Kennedy on Rant Radio. That's just how it works.
So I go to my video store the other day, and I happen to pick up a copy of The Blair Witch Project, and I gotta say that after all the footage is said and done, I'm glad those guys are dead. I mean, really, how fucking dumb can you possibly be? Wait, I'm going to go into the middle of the woods, search for some supernatural shit, and nobody brought guns, okay? Holy fuck, here's how The Blair Witch Project would one if Sean was one of the crowd. Wait a minute, we have a whole bunch of shit that's happening. Somebody's outside my tent, I hear kids laughing in the distance. How about, say, we take all our battery packs, channel them to our filming lights, walk back to back, break sticks, sharpen them until we finally hit that stream, go downstream, keep following the stream until we hit civilization, nobody sleeps, nobody camps, nobody does fuck all, or worst comes to worst, we start wind up going in circles, no problem, light the forest on fire, burn it all, that's what I say, I guarantee that Blair Witch motherfucker would not have a goddamn thing on me, and fuck you if you take one of my crowd, I'll come back and we'll strip mine for dirt, motherfucker, we'll pave this whole place right into nuke testing, there will not be one single shred of shit left, and then they find out That house! Oh, look, there's people running in the bushes. Let's go into the haunted house. No, burn the haunted house. Light the house on fire. Blair Witch is inside, and they will come out. Ruby, wait, they had one of our people. I have an Israeli sort of attitude on hostages. I assume them to be dead already, so if we happen to get any back, hey, that's great. But he had the guy's tongue and part of his jaw and teeth and shit sent to you, and yet you still hear him talking. Is that perhaps just a dupe? I think so. So fuck that. The Blair Witch, good enough, man. Some film students go and die. Natural selection in action. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.